Hi, it's Corey Chambers, your real estate broker in Los Angeles with NTAR Real Estate and Investment Technologies. In a moment, I'll share with you some valuable information about this topic, real estate appraisals versus broker price opinions. Broker price opinions, sometimes called a BPO. I'm going to tell you the differences, compare and contrast these two types of real estate valuation methods. If you see any properties that are of interest to you, let us know. We'll gladly send you a property information packet on any loft, condo, or house, or private preview is available upon request. If you have a home you'd like to sell, you should know that I will guarantee the sale of your present home at a price acceptable to you, or I'll buy it for cash. This guarantee will allow you to buy your next home without worrying about selling your present home. To find out how much you could sell your home for, call me at 213-880-9910. Yes, we're talking about home appraisals versus broker price opinions. Now, chances are, if you're the average person, average homeowner, or anybody else, you've probably heard of a home appraisal or property appraisal, and you probably have not heard of a broker price opinion. The reason is because home appraisals, property real estate appraisals, are common. They're commonly required when there's a real estate transaction, a home sale, or a loan. Okay, a mortgage loan, home loan. The reason that why the appraisal is required, broker price opinion is usually not, is because the property appraisal is considered the higher form, the more accurate form of valuation for a property. Okay? So when you hear appraisal, you're talking about something that is a written appraisal done by a licensed real estate. County of Los Angeles Sheriff's Department is really hauling down the street. It's a 35 mile an hour street with construction. They should be going under 25 miles an hour. They're hauling about almost 40 miles an hour just now, which is not good for a bus on a street full of traffic and construction. So I don't know why the sheriff is in a hurry, but they probably need to slow down that bus. Buses should be going noticeably slow in this kind of environment. Here goes some people on Razor scooters. They're just manual powered scooters. My dog freaks out every time. That's the third one. He freaked out three times in a row. Because scooters are like skateboards. Scooters are scary to him. Weird and abnormal method of walking. We're now getting closer to the construction, so you're hearing a steamroller and a truck, pavement truck that's pouring pavement onto the street, and the steamroller is steaming, rolling it, flattening it. Those are the basics. Basically, the appraisal will have, they'll spend more time on it, thus the appraisal costs more and is more officially, more often accepted as the required official method of valuation for the property value. Whereas a broker price opinion is done by a broker or the broker's agent. Most real estate agents have a real estate salesperson license, so when they do anything, any transaction or broker price opinion, they need to be supervised by a broker. So agents have to be supervised when they're doing a home sale or when they're doing a broker price opinion, the broker who actually has the broker's license should be reviewing the broker price opinion. That's why most real estate agents do not do broker price opinions. Most brokers don't even do them very often because they're a small amount of money. They're cheaper. They're more affordable. They're less officially required. The appraisal is more likely to be required by banks, lenders, and for real estate transactions. Okay, so that's what's happening. That's the comparison between a real estate appraisal and a broker price opinion. You can get more details. You could see some local real estate appraisers. And you can also order a broker price opinion if you want something just faster, cheaper, quick and dirty, but still better than a free, free property value estimate from a website. Okay. That's at www.laloftblog.com. And as I mentioned earlier, a property information packet is available on any loft, condo, or house, or a private preview is available upon request. Call 213-880-9910. I'm Corey Chambers, your real estate broker in Los Angeles with NTAR Real Estate and Investment Technologies. And yes, most real estate agents do not have a broker license. They have a real estate salesperson license, and they are required to be supervised by a broker with a broker, real estate broker license. Okay, another thing is you can order the broker price opinion for as little as $29, whereas appraisal will probably cost closer to around $400 or more. Okay, and if you have other questions, call me at 213-880-9910. Talk to you again real soon. Bye-bye.